Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
There's zapping, there's all sorts on that one.
Okay, we're good.
No, it's okay. Good morning, guys. This is Lachlan and Georgie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
All may be safe in the studio, but in local news, thousands of residents of the coastal Queensland city of Bundaberg could be isolated for days amid major flooding in the wake of a tropical low. More than 400 homes and businesses are under threat after the Burnett River burst its banks, with the river set to peak at 7.6 metres early on Wednesday. Helen Blackburn, mayor of the Bundaberg Regional Council, says on Tuesday afternoon, that about 280 homes and 120 businesses were expected to be impacted. It comes only days after heavy rain across northern Australia, with Darwin residents asked to reduce water use after the Darwin River Dam, the city's major water source, stopped operating due to flooding. Temporary generators were put in place with the water supply set to return in coming days.
Two Queensland seats would be scrapped under a long-awaited draft redraw of the state's electoral boundaries, leaving the future of their two non-government MPs in doubt. The Southern Brisbane Labor-held seat of the Stretton would be split between two neighbouring seats held by the same party, according to the Queensland Redistribution Commission's proposed changes. Under the redistribution proposal, the name of 18 seats would be changed and two electorates, Caboolture and Springfield, would be created. The redrawn map will be used in the 2028 state election, with the size of the parliament not changing to keep the number of voters in each electorate within 10% of the roughly 40,000 voter average.
In national news, hospitals across New South Wales saw record demand across patient admittals, emergency department attendees, and ambulance services. A report by the Bureau of Health Information from between October and December of 2025 released today, revealing unprecedented numbers across the healthcare system. Over 820,000 admittances were made to emergency departments, marking the highest reported numbers since the Bureau first began its reporting in 2010. The number of patients reported leaving emergency departments either without or before completing full treatment rose by nearly 16% last year, with the average length of overnight stays also being the highest of any yearly quarter.
Wildlife cameras have snapped rare pictures of blonde echidnas, tiny marsupials, and threatened seabirds on a small island off Tasmania's north coast. Indigenous rangers and scientists say the finds are a huge win for island conservation. A white-footed dunnart has been caught on camera for the first time on the island. The tiny insect-eating marsupial is listed as threatened in New South Wales, and experts estimate there may be fewer than 5,000 left in Tasmania. Rangers say the cameras were the first step in protecting the island's threatened species, and that ongoing management, including controlling the feral cat population, is necessary to prevent extinctions.
Across the waters in international news, a study on parrot DNA provides evidence to previously unknown long-distance trade networks which once flourished across the Andes centuries before the Incan Empire's expansion in 1470, proving that these ancient cultures were sophisticated enough to transport live birds across treacherous environments. A professor of anthropology at Southern Illinois University, who co-led the study, said, quote, "Our study revealed the impressive ingenuity and drive of ancient Andean people to accomplish a purpose that challenged their organizational, physical, diplomatic, and practical capabilities. Using genomic sequencing on feathers from a 600-year-old tomb, which was discovered in 2005, researchers identified five unique species of bird, with notably high genetic diversity and chemical hints of a dramatic shift in diet, ruling out the possibility that the birds were bred locally or that only their feathers were transported."
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
And that's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us over on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.